Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Your Hopeless Case. We read in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 13, There is no one to plead your case that you may find relief, no one to provide you with healing medicines. What a hopeless verse that is. And when we are living totally and solely on the things of this world, that is what we are faced with. That's what we are left with. When we turn around and look for those who support us, very frequently we find that there is no one there. That is why it is such a joy to have our hope in Christ and have eternity in our heart. This world then does not become hopeless. It is only a stepping stone into eternity where we will be with the Lord forever and ever. Not only does Jesus plead our case, but he has paid the price for us. It's not what we must do for him in order to receive his salvation. It's what he has done for us to offer us that salvation that is eternal. It is his medicine, his healing medicine of eternal salvation that gives us hope in a hopeless world. The more and more we find the world slipping into the abyss of hopelessness, the more our message should be to reach out to those who are hopeless and give them the hope that is there in Jesus. I want to tell you that many will reject that hope. Many will hold on to a rope that is filled with grease and oil and slippery substances, and their grip will not be able to hold them. And no matter how we plead, they will hold on to that hopeless case that they have. What are we to do? Keep on keeping on. There is hopelessness around us, but we never know when there is someone who is looking for hope, and they might find that hope in Jesus when they see it offered through us. Don't be discouraged. Don't have a spirit of defeat. Keep on keeping on. We never know how long it's going to be before someone says, yes, I will believe. Repeatedly, I think of Howard Hendricks, a professor from Dallas Theological Seminary, who prayed for his father and witnessed to his father for years and years and years. And wasn't until the very end, just before he died, that his father opened his heart and received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. It made all those hopeless years worth the effort that he put into sharing Jesus. And in like manner, there are those around us that we continually hope that they will receive Christ, and we pour ourselves into them, and we keep talking about Jesus, and we keep showing forth the faith that is able to save eternally. And no matter how often they reject, keep on, keep on. Your hopeless case might be the next case that is won into the kingdom of God. He is the one who will bring that healing medicine. He is the one to give relief where there is no relief. And all we have to do is follow and be faithful to him. Let's do that. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we recognize that there are those in our family and those friends that we come across or come in contact with that we have witnessed to perhaps many, many years. And Lord, it seems they have rejected so frequently that it seems hopeless. But the hopeless cause that we find facing us is far more heartbreaking to you than it is to us. Lord, let us have that attitude and that spirit that we recognize, Lord, that you give us the strength to keep on doing the things that you have called us to do. Let us never be discouraged, but always hopeful. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today. Be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.